My name is Bashi, and I have been in Auroville off and on since very beginning. I took a break and I've come back from the year 2000 again. I'm principally and primarily involved in the planning work in the Department of Auroville's Future, where I coordinate all the technical activities. As part of this activity, I am also involved in coordinating various activities in the construction of Matri Mandir. And in context of Matri Mandir's work, we are very hopeful with the team of various coordinators and the work people who are involved in completion of the Matri Mandir, that by the end of this year, that is December 2006, we should be able to complete most of the work of the building and also the undulations, the pathways, and the oval, except perhaps for the landscaping of the gardens. And the work is going on in full steam on this assumption, and we do sincerely hope that there will be a formal inauguration of the Matri Mandir as completed on the mother's next birthday, that is on 21st of February 2007. We had certain problems as far as the outer surface of the building is concerned, because this building was constructed essentially with ferro cement. And to make it waterproof, we had used a process developed in Germany, which was guaranteed for 50 years. But it so happened that there was not sufficient experience at that time of tropical conditions. So therefore, this material suddenly started giving way. So the German company who had supplied this material came forward to replace it free of charge. But it necessarily meant that we had to remove all the outer discs, allow the surface to be cleaned, the new material to be placed in position, and then refix the discs. So what is happening now is that all the work that was relating to the waterproofing has been completed. We are now in the process of completing the installation of discs again. 2/3 of the discs have already been put back, and 1/3 more are in the process of being done, and we hope that by end of August we'll be able to complete that also. Inside, we have been working on the lighting of the inside of the building, which has to have a very special color, which we call the salmon pink environmental color. And for that, we have chosen a process of a digital lighting with LCD. And this design also has now been tried and tested, and we are now in the process of making the final modules. And also the skin, which has to cover this, is now almost ready. So we hope that by end of this year, we'll have the light and the skin in position. That leaves the two ramps. That is one ramp which will take the visitors up to the inner chamber, and the other one from where the visitors will come down. These two ramps are now being prepared for the final completion, which will mean that we will have a walkway. The top surface of this would be finished with a honeycomb material that is used in the aircrafts for its lightness of weight and the strength, which will be in turn covered by a carpet, and the parapets of glass. So this is what is now in the process of finalization, and we are hopeful that by November we'll be able to complete also this work. So rest of the work within the building is more or less complete. There are only small touch-ups and final cleaning to be done. Outside, there are 12 radials, which are made up of four main pathways, which are entrance to the building. That is the north, south, east, and west. And then there are eight smaller radials, which from the oval, they go down right to the bottom of the building. All of these are virtually completed. We expect that small little details that remain will be completed by the end of this month. In the case of gardens, there are two aspects to it. One, the profiling of the spaces, that is the undulations as designed by the chief architect. And the second is the landscaping. As far as the undulation and shaping the earth is concerned, that work is going on, and we are hopeful that we should be able to complete it before the monsoon sets in, and also to be able to compost it and plant the grass. As far as the central parts are concerned, where the landscaping has to be done, that is a process which is going to take a much longer time, because these gardens are very, very special, because Mother had given them psychological names. And there isn't any clear idea at the moment amongst the landscapers as to how they can manifest it. So therefore, we are leaving it open for experimentation as prototypes till something emerges which really represents the psychic aspect of that garden. For instance, when we talk in terms of the name of a garden, bliss, different people will draw different meanings of the bliss, and depending on the various levels of the spiritual path that they're trodding on. So we don't know what really bliss garden means. So therefore, this is an experimental area, and it will perhaps take a longer period. But otherwise, it would be ready to receive visitors, Aurovillians, and everybody else who is interested from February 2007.
And when the main work they will be finished, how will be the process for approaching the Mater Mandir?
This is at the moment being experimented. We are not very clear as exactly what should happen or what will happen. But what we do believe is that there have to be certain stages of initiation. And this initiation is basically to inspire the people to finally make a progress towards the inner chamber rather than a touristic place of interest. So this is clear to our minds at the moment. But how actually this will be implemented, we don't know. We're only experimenting different methods and prospects. When the criticism comes, whether it is negative or positive, we take into account and try and find possible solutions to it. But it is experimental at the moment.